at the end there, what was the plan? Just kind of throw it up and hope the guy makes a play?
On which ones?
The last three, like the Cook one and the two before that one.
Yep, so I was just trying to find the one-on-one. And, you know, at that moment, you just have to find the one-on-one with the coverages that they were playing and give somebody a chance. And that's nothing, you know, technical about it. You know, at that point, I'm telling them, the guys in the huddle, that, look, guys, I got to give somebody a chance now. Go make a play. And they did a couple of times. Yeah, not even close. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I can't even say it better. Yes.
Derek, on the throw to Michael, were you looking at anybody or was it Michael the whole way?
On the last play?
Yeah, on the touchdown.
You know, there's a progression to it. Crabs first, and I was calling for that play. Because if there's one thing about Crab, it doesn't matter what happens throughout the rest of the game. You know, he always shows up. And, you know, he did at the end there, twice. It made two big plays for us.
Can you tell us what you saw on the situation with Peters? He came in and hit you, Marshawn hit
you,
David.
Oh, yeah. I was still trying to, move and fight, and Marcus came in and hit me. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I didn't hear a whistle or anything like that, or else, obviously we would have stopped. And then if he hits me, that's a little different. You know, if it was close or anything like that, maybe he was blowing the whistle. I'm just saying I didn't hear it. And so I don't have any problem with Marcus coming in and hitting me. He knows that, and I told him. I said, brother, I got no issue, man. You know, you just play ball. And you know, obviously Marshawn came out, did his thing. But obviously you never want a guy to get kicked out. You know, that stinks. But I know just from knowing him, I know that he was out there just taking care of us.
Derek, you know how much this game meant for you guys to get this win. What can it do for you at this point when you get a divisional win like this and you keep your season alive?
Yeah, you know, 2-5 did not sound good. That made our stomach hurt. So, we wanted to, come out here and get a big win. This is a big win for our team, especially with the adversity we've gone through. Obviously, we've seen today, everybody saw that we can, throw the ball down the field and those kind of things. When the opportunities are there, that was something that if we had the opportunities, we wanted to take them. And they were there today, and we were able to do that. But obviously, with the last really month, it's been a lot of adversity. We've all not had our best games. We've not had our best days. But our practices have been crisp. Everyone's working hard, taking notes. We're still doing the things we did last year when we won 12 games, and then some. I know personally, I just look at things and I try and do more. And so to fight through, especially when you're already fighting pretty good, you're fighting, you're competing, and then to come out on the other side of it. Now we have a lot of work to do to be better, but to come out on the other side of it, man, I thank God, man, to be honest, because it was hard. It was frustrating.
Derek, did you have a different mental approach? You talked about you can't throw downfield, and I know you've talked about it this time, but did you just come to this game saying, we're going to push the ball downfield?
No, honestly, we just it depended on what the defense showed us. We always have, shots called up based on what we think they do, and as we've learned, teams change when they play us, because of the weapons that we have and things like that. But, we always have them dialed. And we, sometimes they just take them away. And then today, for whatever reason, we were able to hit on the shots that we wanted. And those big plays, man, those keep giving life to our team. So we were, it wasn't any different, my mindset or anything like that to, more answer the question. I still played the same way. I've been taught well, and I have a feeling that I know how to play the game. And sometimes the plays happen, and sometimes that, there's more underneath stuff.
You've been asking about Amari for a month, how to get him going. What was the difference?
You guys are going to think I'm crazy, but there was no difference, we put him in positions to make plays, obviously. We knew that there were certain things that we liked. Nothing changed in his demeanor or his mentality or the way he worked or anything like that. We just stayed the course. We knew... We know what we have here, and we know that if we just stay the course and work and grind through the tough times, Even today was tough. You know, that's a tough time against, you know, they're probably, you know, one of, if not the best team in football right now, you know. And, you know, for Coop to just continue to grind and get on the other side of it, you know, I just felt good for him. You know, I think, you know, you guys know Amari, I think we all felt good for him.
You guys have struggled to start games over the last month. Uh-huh. How big was it to go out there and score once, score twice?
Yeah, you know, like we all know, we've struggled to do a lot of things, you know, in the last month. But to start fast, you know, that gives, again, I think that gives life to the team, you know. You know, that's a sense of hope, which we always have, and belief and those kind of things. But, you know, to start fast, it always just gives your team a little boost at the beginning that, you know, you have to have.
What made you different about Amari? So what did you see from him tonight?
I'm so sorry.
Wow, nothing different from Amari? Uh-huh.
You know, when he was making the plays, you know, the way he finished after the catch, I think, was really special. You know, obviously we all know he can go up and get a ball and those kind of things, but that second touchdown where he came across, the burst that he had, man, that's freakish now. That's, you know, not a lot of guys have that. You know, I think number 10 on the other team has that, and I think Coop has that. You know, that was. To turn the Jets on like that and just outrun the angles of the defense, that was really special. So I think just after the catch, man, he just played with some dog in him, which we know he has. But we were able to get him the ball and let him, you know, shine and do what he does.
Derek, 20 minutes ago, Damian Lillard tweeted that you show your true colors and this turn your season around. What do you think he meant by that? You show your true colors.
You know, I think that. You know, what we've kind of talked about, I keep up and talk with, you know, Damian, you know, he's a big Raider fan. I'm a big fan of his. And I think that what he means is, you know, we were going through some hard times and we stuck the course. We kept going. We kept fighting. We could have easily gave in and pointed fingers and said, oh, the Chiefs are coming into town, you know. But our guys fought. And I think that those are our true colors, is that we just continue to fight and we stay together. Because if we're not together, we don't win that game. You know, Coach Del Rio, I'm sure he tells you guys, he talks about the little things all the time. You know, just having each other's back, you know, all those kind of things. And I think what, you know, Damian is saying is that, you know, all of that showed today.
What was the mood
or
the tone before that 2-minute
drive? Same, you know, it's funny, we've been there a lot. And when you have familiar faces in the huddle, it's nice because I remember the first 2-minute drive we ever had, or, you know, fourth quarter comeback, was Thursday night against the Chiefs. And there's not a lot of familiar faces from that huddle. And now moving forward, the last couple of years, we've grown, you know, our culture and the guys that are here, our core guys. And, you know, we've done this a couple of times together. So when we took the field, you know, that last time, we just, you know, I looked at Rodney and said, all right, let's go. I looked at my wideouts and I didn't even have to say anything. I said, we got you, just throw it up. and that makes the quarterback's heart beat a little bit slower when you know you have guys that got your back.
Derek, it's frustrating. As frustrating as the past month had been, how much just fun was tonight?
That's all I focused on today. My main focus coming into today was making sure I knew who I was, remembering who I was, and having fun. And that's everything I stress to my teammates. You know, we pray together before the game, and that's what I said then. I said, don't forget who and whose you are and who you are. And then I said, have fun. And I told my teammates that I loved them. But it's time to have some fun. And I think all of Oakland was able to have fun tonight. You guys know, my biggest joy is looking around and seeing the smiles, seeing the high fives, the chest bumps, and all those things. Speaking of chest bumps, I think I got higher than Coop on that one. So next time he does it, he's going to try and sit on my head. But, you know, I think the main thing was that we had fun.
How huge was the play of Jared Cook tonight?
Huge, huge, huge. Yeah, this is going back to when we had his, what do you call him, free agent visits? Right, free agent visit. We sat there, and this was tape that we pulled up. We said, "Look, man, we need you. We need you. We need your help against the Chiefs. You know, we need another weapon. We need you. And here's how we can use you." And we actually did some of that today, which is kind of cool. to tell a man, hey, this is the kind of things that we need you to do, and if you can do them, man, it's going to help our team win. It's not necessarily going to give you the ball every time, but if you can do this certain thing for us, it's going to help our team win. And for him to do those things, even when he didn't get the ball, it helped our team win tonight. Bowman, awesome teammate. Oh, my goodness, I love him. You know, he literally stays the same all the time. You know, I didn't know what to expect. He's one of the best middle linebackers to ever play this game. And, you know, you don't know if he's going to come in screaming, yelling, whatever. He is the same dude all the time throughout the game. And really the best way to describe him is he's on a mission every single day since he got here, I think Monday or whatever it was, to watching him today. He hasn't changed. He's just on a mission to dominate. And it's as a young player watching him, it's very encouraging, and it helps me. Just, man, like, what determination, you know. It just the vibe off of him, you can feel it. But, yeah, it's definitely nice having him on our team.
Derek, how do you build on this
game? We keep working. You know, the same thing that we've been doing all season. We work hard. We have to do the little things. We have to take all the right notes. We have to show up early. We got to take care of our bodies, and we have to compete our tails off. You know, we have a process that we go through. You know, you guys heard Coach say it all the time, and he's brainwashed it into us. We have a process that we go through. You know, we take care of our bodies, and then we prepare, and then we compete. You know, he always says it, recover, prepare, compete. And that's what we got to keep doing.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you guys so much.